A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
In a Christian family, so we always used to sing at home. And I started singing with my mom when I was maybe 2 years old. I did my first performance when I was 4. So I was always the one who like sang in church on Sundays, and I didn't always want to go up like really early in the morning. But they said, "Well, you can sing. You have to sing to the old ladies." And I've been very influenced by Depeche Mode. I think a friend, she played me Depeche Mode when I was like 12, 13, maybe, Songs of Love and Devotion, that record. And that was kind of, I had been listening to like Kraftwerk and Front 242, Nitzareb, that kind of harder stuff. But it took a long time before I actually started to make my own music. And also, I didn't start with electronic music. I was more of a singer-songwriter because I moved away from home and I didn't have any instruments. I just had an acoustic guitar. So I've always just used kind of what I had around me to make music. I moved away when I was 15. I wanted to go to a music school in Stockholm. I come from the countryside, so I always wanted to get away from there because there was no one who was really interested in music. And when I said to everyone I want to be an artist, no one understood what that was like. I had a band for a short period of time, but they said quite early that you want to rehearse all the time. They said you want to work really hard, but we don't want to, we cannot keep up with your tempo. You have to go and do your own thing. And I play with my brother, and it's just me and him in the band now, and we've been playing for 10 years, because when the other guys in the band left me, but he's a really good drummer, and I needed someone who could be a drummer, but he's also good at, like, sound engineering and light engineering, to have someone who is loyal and who he's really big and strong and can carry me home when I'm tired, you know, and support me all the time. So he's been a very important part of my life. Treasure. She knows I'm gonna steal it too. I think I'll do it her favor. She sleeps by the fire, afraid of the dark. She calls to be lonely with her withering heart. But there's the diamond she can't understand. She's desperate to hold it, but it slips in her hand. She said, hold it, hold it, hold it, oh, can't you see? You plan on stealing if it belongs to me, and I can smell it burning from a mile away. Oh. Oh, and I think I know what happens if I touch it, but I feel my feet miles away. So oh, and I think I know what happens if I touch it, but I feel my feet miles away. So oh, she persists, but she keeps her diamonds too close to her chest. I made up my mind now, I'm going in. She knows that I'm coming, but she doesn't know when. I tried to walk away, but it was calling for me. It whispered in my ear, I am your destiny. And I can smell it burning from a mile away. First records, I did most of it myself, but on the third album, I got into more electronic music then, but I didn't quite know how to do it, and I had to go and work with different people, like who could program beats. I had to learn, you know, music program and stuff. So I started to work more with other producers, with other writers as well, to see if I could get better. So I want to do something a bit more like the music I listen to, you know, like Depeche Mode or Fad Gadget or The Cure and that kind of a little bit darker stuff. So I started to experiment with that, and I've released 4 records now in a period of 10 years, and it's been because I always write from my own experiences and things that touches me in my life and mean something to me.
Something to show me, and where I have been.
That gap between reality and fantasy, like when it could be real, but it's something a little bit strange about it, like David Lynch movies, like you don't know, is this really happening or is it just in someone's mind? I like that little gap, that's what I find exciting. We don't have a lot of visual effects in the live show. It's mostly me and David just playing and really getting into. I go to some other place when I play live. I go really fully into the music. Like I'm there with the audience, but I try to take them to a place that I have in mind for my music. But I don't use a lot of visual effects to do that because I think I'm able to take them just with my imagination into that world.
Red.
used to live in Norway, but 2 years ago I moved back to my hometown. And because there was this church where I went to when I was little, and it's not an active church anymore, and I've always said I want to move in one day in that church. And but it's really nice, and we put on concerts, we have a studio there, but it's far away from everything, so I need a place in London as well that I can stay when I'm working with people and in the studio and, you know, doing promotion for my record and stuff. So I have two places. Nationality, maybe, but the geographical aspect, I think, where you live. Because you, like, I noticed that when I live in a big city, I make, like, more big city music, but when I live on the countryside, I make more music that is closer to nature. So I think it really depends on your surroundings, but it doesn't matter which country you're from, really. Obviously, I live, you know, really close to nature, and it's dark most of the year, and that has an influence on my music for sure. But it's hard for me as a Swedish person to say what is, you know, the Swedish sound, because you're in it. Swedish electronic music has a really has their own touch on that no one else in Europe or in the world really has. There's some kind of the same way as they make movies and write books, there's some kind of Nordic melancholic vibe about Swedish music that is special for them, I think.
ready for it. Are you ready to give the biggest hand of tonight to my brother and drummer, Mr. David Park? say the magic words till you're beside me.
Till you're beside me.